Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. There's a new storefront in downtown Belfast that's unlike anything the city has seen. My guest today was one of the producers of WERU's One Small Step collaboration with StoryCorps, so you may recognize his voice. Chris Battaglia is here today to let us know what the new place at 158 High Street is and to invite you to come check it out this weekend.
My name is Chris Battaglia, and I'm coming to you right now from the Torchlight Media Studio in Belfast, downtown Belfast. We're located at 158 High Street, and we are a new pilot multimedia studio and community-based event space and a youth mentorship program. So we're a tripod of doing three different things: producing creative content across photo, video, audio, and storytelling. And right now have a partnership with RSU 71, the B Cope and Belfast area high schools, teaching a cohort of 12 high school students ranging between freshmen and seniors the basics, tools, and skills of creative multimedia production. And that happens here offsite after school hours and or offsite from school. And then we've done things like partner with the Legion, the American Legion in Belfast last month, to host a community supper and then a follow-up coffee hour talking about community, bridging communities. And then this weekend, Saturday, April 6th, from 4 to 6 p.m. here at the studio in our modest cubby, as someone once recently referred to it, we're having an open studio to show people and invite the public in for a free event to take a tour of the space that we're making some creative magic in. We have this massive, I think it's maybe 8 feet by 6 foot picture frame window in the front. And the whole conceit of being here on the first floor ground level commercial storefront space is to invite the public in. Our vision, not totally realized yet because we just wanted to get the high school program off the ground, but I'm coming to you live right now from a pretty well mic'd setup, and I want to be able to invite the community in for things like oral history and storytelling and being able to pull people off the street or have them knock on the window and say, what's this? Whenever we're here, people are always welcome to stop in. The vision for Torchlight as a whole is to expand our reach beyond Belfast, to scale a little bit of our media making and beyond students. We want to invite the public in. Say this summer, we're hoping to introduce a couple of workshops, community centric. And so, honestly, we're at the open house. We hope people come just to solicit their thoughts and feedback as to what they want out of a media space right in downtown. We hope to hold workshops, classes, and teach everyone from seniors and adults down to even younger than high school. So, and everything from telling their own stories across audio and photo and video, as well as helping tell other people's stories. We have a new small website that we're eager to build out, torchlightmaine.com. And we invite anyone who wants to help us flesh that out anymore. And we're on Instagram. We're actually almost ending the first of our campaigns, you might say. That's the 12 high school creatives have been introducing themselves over on Instagram at torchlightme, M-E. And you can meet all of them there digitally with a portrait and a little bit about each one of them leading up to Saturday's event. So their first social media campaign. We were able to get off the ground with a little bit of help from the school, but we're totally underfunded. We've been writing grants and voraciously seeking financial, non-financial support, anything from the community. We've been generously donated heaps of old gear, of semi-new gear. We're looking for camera gear. We're looking for audio gear. We're looking for computers. We're looking for ways to be able to increase the capacity for us to teach students as well as community adults in the future. And what I've been doing is I've been the lead mentor here in the space, but I'm always looking for more professionals, either retired or currently active in some media-based career, writing, audio, photo, video, that can drop in and become someone in the space or lead workshops. So we're looking for people and personnel, and we're looking for gear, and we're looking for money, and we're looking for people to physically walk in. If not stopping in, emailing us is torchlightmaine@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can find us on Instagram, check out our website. But yeah, we're here on High Street to be a physical presence. And if people want to open the door, we welcome you. We're excited to be part of the community, and hopefully we can grow with the way the community wants us to.
That was Chris Battaglia of Torchlight Media. They're located at 158 High Street in Belfast, and their open house is this coming Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. TorchlightMaine.com or on Instagram at TorchlightMe is their handle. And also the email address again is TorchlightMaine@gmail.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.